Before I could ask, a young girl plopped herself beside Braxton and said,
"Hey, babe. Sorry I'm late."
My eyes went to her hands, which were covering her rounded belly, and then to my brother as I started to connect the dots. Luce, who was just about to turn around and head the opposite way, froze at the sound of my voice. She whirled around, and then she was all but throwing herself into my arms.
"Bane!"
she shrieked loudly. And, not for the first time, I coveted my brother's wife. Or, I assumed ex-wife was more appropriate.
"Hey there, Luce," I said softly. "I'm happy to see you."
She fit into my arms like she was the only one ever meant to be there. I pulled her close, feeling every single inch of her body pressed to mine, and couldn't stop myself from burying my face into her neck and inhaling deeply. She squeezed me tighter, her arms closing like vices around my neck. Then I felt the distinct feeling of tears as they started to roll down my neck, and I realized that she was crying. "Ah, Luce," I sighed softly. I hated when she cried. I hated even more that I was the reason that she was crying.
I know,"
she sniffled as she pulled away. Her pale gray eyes were captivating with her tears swimming in them. I brought my hands up and cupped her cheeks, then pressed a kiss to her forehead. "It was worth it," I told her. "Worth every single lawyer visit, restitution fee, day in prison. Everything was worth it when it came to Deanna Luce Grassy."
"If you say so,"
she sniffled.
"You're home?"
"I'm home," I confirmed. "Just got out today and needed a burger." I paused. "Why are you here?"
"What is going on behind me?"
I didn't have to look to know exactly what Bane was talking about. 6 years ago, when Bane went to prison for a crime that he committed to protect me, life just hadn't been the same for Braxton and me. Well, more like it had been the same. I'd stopped sleeping with my husband months before Bane went to prison. I just didn't like him. Not as a person, not as my husband, and definitely not as someone I was supposed to spend the rest of my life with. He started to cheat. I decided I didn't care if he cheated. And eventually, when he got the first girl pregnant, and no, the one currently behind me wasn't the first girl, I decided it was time for us to call it quits. We'd been divorced for years now. I never regretted a single second of it. "You mean the horror show with the teenager?" I asked curiously, grinning despite my tears. Bane always had a way of getting me to smile.
"Yes," he flicked a glance their way. "If looks could kill, Braxton would have murdered me by now."
I didn't bother to look over Bane's shoulder. It'd always been Bane for him. He was so jealous of Bane, it was embarrassing.
"Bane is military. I can't be in the military because I have bad knees. Bane defended you. I couldn't have defended you like that because I don't have those kinds of skills."
"Whatever. I have no clue what you're talking about," I teased. "You want a Dr. Pepper?" His eyes lit.
"I would kill for a Dr. Pepper."
I patted him on the chest as I said, "No need to do that. And go back to where you were just at. I'll get you one. Actually, I'll be smart and get you two. We both know how much you love those drinks."